You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Over the weekend, the Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses was held, and people had all these parties. I saw social media posts of people wearing, you know, their fine attire, the women with the hats and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with Jeremy. I said, how many people do you think really enjoy the Kentucky Derby, and how many people just fake it?
Oh, probably 80% faking it. You know, they're like, oh, we're going to a party. Oh, I got to wear the hat and do the dress and the things,
so
the drinks. And the
we wondered how many things in life do a lot of people fake that they enjoy and they like just so they either fit in or they seem cool. Now, we have to do a disclaimer here. When we throw these things out, you might like them and you'll say, hey, but I like sushi. And we're like, well, yeah, a lot of people do. But there's also a lot of people who probably fake it because that's what you got to do to be considered cool, right? If we're all going out for sushi, then you got to be like, yeah, I love sushi. And deep down you're going, I don't really like this. But you want to be cool. So I'm going to put Kentucky Derby and sushi on the list. And another one that I was thinking of isn't on, well, you can still see it, but it's not current anymore, was Game of Thrones.
Oh, I am so with you on that.
I enjoyed it until the last season, but I enjoyed it. But I know there are a lot of people who were joiners. You know, they were just like, yeah, I like Game of Thrones. And they're deep down inside, they're like, I don't get it. I don't like it. But you don't want to be uncool. The same could be said for a lot of TV shows. There's probably a lot of people who had to watch Bridgerton because all their friends were watching it. There are people, you know, who felt like they had to watch, you know, Ozark because everyone's talking about
it.
You know, and shows like that that are, you know, have the buzz.
Nicole got invited to a Bridgerton party this past weekend.
She did.
She's not caught up on the latest season, I guess, so she didn't go. But, yeah, that's mm-hmm. funny. Yay, girls' night, Bridgerton. I think I said out loud, that sounds horrible.
I mean, there was a friend of a friend who told me that her daughter read some of the Harry Potter books back when they were, you know, this was years ago when they were like the big buzz, but that she didn't care for them at all, but all of her friends did, so the daughter would fake it. It was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
I like Hermione, yeah, but she just wasn't into it. But you kind of got to have to, you know, go along to get along kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that could be probably with hit book series, too, is that people are like, oh, yeah, I love it. And deep down, they're like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. What about you? What do you have on your
list?
Well,
I have three. And oddly enough, they all begin with the letter P. And let's start with one that I dog on. I've dogged on this for years. Parades. I think my line has always been, parades are stupid.
Right.
But everyone there is like, yay, and mouth breathing and, you know, waving. It's just a mile long advertisement. You know, that's all that it is.
I'm with you.
And I'm standing there, you know, pretending to be happy for the family. Yay, we're at a parade. Parades are stupid. Number two, potlucks. I think they are also stupid. Potlucks are one of the worst things on the planet, but every office throws one, thinking all the employees want to come and eat all this random food from who knows, you know, how clean everyone's kitchen is. So potlucks are stupid. And then three on the list, putt-putt. I can't tell you how many stupid school fundraisers we've had to go to by playing putt-putt, Dom. And I feel like everyone there is faking the excitement as well.
The only problem with putt-putt,
it's dumb,
is the constant having to wait, you know, because the group in front of you is always too slow. So you'll finish a hole and then you got to stand there with your silly
little club. And then you feel the pressure to like get it done because you do have people waiting behind you if you're slowing things up.
And your green ball or yellow ball or whatever it is.
Yeah, and you're like, yay, you get it up, you know, through the old goal mine and down the tube and everyone's like, yay. And you're like, really?
You know, there's a fourth P that we've talked about on the show many times.
What's that?
Picnics.
Picnics, yes.
So
there's the fourth P.
Parades, potlucks, and picnics. That's the four P's.
Yes, it is. They're all stupid.
Call them the overrated P's. Now, again, some of you are listening. You're saying, "I like all those things." Yes, we're sure you do.
That's great.
But you got to admit, there's probably a lot of people who are just joiners who go along or inside going,
All your friends that you invite to putt-putt are like, yeah, yeah, we'll go hang out with, you know, Heather.
So the question this morning is, what do you suspect? Can't prove it, but you suspect that people are claiming they like just to look cool.
Yep.
Or just to go
just
along.
Just to fit in.
How many, and I know this
or bust
is
yourself
be considered,
too, you know, bust yourself.
I know this may be considered heresy, especially since we work for Slapshot Broadcasting. But there are a lot of people climbing on board the Avalanche bandwagon
okay.
right now because they're going to win
gonna
the Stanley Cup this year.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
And there's... look, there's a lot of diehard fans. I get it.
I've been checking the Avs scores. I admit it. I've been checking them. I haven't watched a full Avs game, and somebody didn't believe me on the sports station. I was talking to these guys in probably 18 years. Because I used to be an intern over at the Pepsi Center, and we did a lot of Avalanche stuff, and that was the last time I saw a full Avs game. But now I'm like, hey, did you see the game? And, you know, and then you reel off the final score, and they're like, oh my gosh, you love hockey. I was like, yeah, yeah, love it.
Yeah, and again, remember, we work for Slapshot Broadcasting, so Jeremy could be let go for
I'm sorry.
We've got some funny ones that are being sent in. I'm going to take a quick call before we read some of these. Maya's on the line. Hey, Maya, good morning.
Good morning.
So you suspect that people are just claiming they like it so they can get along or look cool. What is it?
I was thinking video games like Call of Duty and Halo.
We got a few messages that came in with Fortnite and Minecraft. So, yeah, I think you're right.
There's a lot of peer pressure a lot of times to...
There might be parent pressure to like all this because all your kids are into it and you kind of want to relate and seem cool. And I know that's what it's like in my house when Reed plays.
For me, it's my husband.
I call it
my
fart night, though.
Like, yeah, let's play these first-person shooters. And I'm like, yeah, let's spend time together. But
yeah,
no,
it's not
like,
good time.
I don't get it. I'm terrible.
You're right.
I'm glad you called, Maya. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. You too.
See you later.
I'm considered the bad guy because I won't allow video because I know my personality and I might get sucked in. So I'd rather just not mouth breathe in front of the TV anymore.
Get addicted.
Yeah, then we already do. We get some funny. Why don't you share a couple that you got?
Gosh, I got a quick list here. Mary, I'm with you. She says dog parks are walking dogs. Yes, yes, yes. I do that to make my wife happy and act like I'm having a great time, but it's mostly pulling the dog in because she's chasing rabbits or picking up poop or she's tangled around me. And
we went on Friday night. We went and we drove into town, and there was we were walking around this area we've never been to before, and we came across this big fenced-in area with like AstroTurf, you know, the fake turf stuff. And they called. It was a dog park, and they had the punny name for it. I can't remember what the pun was.
Okay.
Anyway, they had a big food truck set up and a beer cart and all that other stuff, and the place was packed with a couple hundred dogs just running around like crazy in the middle of this city area, and there was one dog who was out of control. He was like the smallest dog in there. And was going after every big dog, nipping at them and jumping and losing his ever-loving mind. And I said something to Gretch. I was like, look at the line at the beer stand. It was an excuse to come down and get a beer and
absolutely
flirt with people.
Yes, and then your dog can run around and try to, you know, bite each other.
And bite each
other. Poor little dog. It's like being the new guy in prison, probably. You got to, you know...
What
it is.
What did they say? You go punch the biggest guy.
He
right
was
the nose
in there, and
with.
He was fighting with the biggest dogs as soon as possible, and the rest were going to leave him alone.
You might be onto something.
I know I'm onto something.
Right,
Doug
got?
Wrote in and said, "Katy Perry." Hey, Doug. We like Katy Perry. Dan says, "Holding babies. If I get handed a baby, I count the seconds before I." Can hand that little turd bucket back. And then Regina said, kale, kale, kale. All my girlfriends drink kale shakes. I choke them down just to fit in.
Yeah, Gretch puts kale in some of her stuff, too.
Tastes like dirt.
Danette says, I'm suspicious of people who claim to like Pinterest.
That's
kind of funny. Amber says, my sister fakes that she likes wine because every one of her gal pals loves to get together and drink wine. She doesn't like it, but will slowly sip a glass over the course of an hour just to socialize.
Yeah.
That's funny. And along those lines, I'll bet you will give a here to this one. Carly says, I've always believed that half the people at a happy hour gathering do not want to be there. It's always dominated by one loudmouth, and everyone else has to listen to them the whole time.
Yes.
Carly says, I'd just rather go home after work.
Yes, it's so true.
So, it's kind of like a social lubricant hour for
it
some
is.
People, right?
Yes.